Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Do Justin Verlander and the Astros even up the World Series tonight? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
My God, this is everything I've ever wanted. And let's be honest, if I had stayed with the Griffins, I would have ended up like Rick Springfield today.
I wish that I had Jesse's job.
.405, welcome in, and if you have no clue why Rick Springfield inspired today's opening, I can only assume that you're not a fan of American Horror Story Cult. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. You can't get Rick Springfield off of your TV. He's everywhere. He's on America, on True Detective Season 2. He's on American Horror Story last night. Lady J, our colleague from Z102.9, was saying she saw him on another TV show. Rick Springfield is slowly but surely taking over the world. Welcome in. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertine and Stocker text line. You can also use it to reach us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. What's the worst that could happen when somebody picks up the phone and gives us a call, right?
Oh, no, please.
What's
don't
What's the
ask
worst that,
that
could happen?
No.
Game one of the World Series in the books last night, and we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. College basketball and football talk today as well. Gary Rima, the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, said to join us at the bottom of the hour. You'll hear Gary talking about North Dakota State on the horizon this weekend. The Panthers headed to the Fargo Dome. Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com answers your fantasy football questions tonight after 6 o'clock, and we've got the 6 o'clock showdown as well. Plus, with Halloween right around the corner, today we're going to take your nominations for the Not-So-Sweet 16. That's right, the annual tournament of bad Halloween treats is upon us, and I've decided that we're going to be democratic about this, and we're going to leave it to you, the listener, to come up with the nominations for what candies are included in the field, and then from today moving forward, we will seed the field, bracket things out, and then by next Monday, because Halloween is Tuesday, right?
That's correct.
Halloween is a Tuesday this year, the 31st. Next Monday, the 30th, we will reveal the winner of the worst Halloween treat, the Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats. It's a staple here on the afternoon program. I have no idea why, but people think it's interesting, and they participate every year, and who am I to deny you the simple pleasures in life, like deciding whether Good and Plenty's are worse than Bitto Honey, and
they are.
Whether or not Rick Springfield is the strangest person to cast for cameos on a TV show.
Do you remember what we did for Halloween last year?
Did we have the seance at the house? No, that was Tyler and Tyler like 5 years ago. I don't remember what
Halloween.
I had for... Oh, Halloween, that's right.
Are we not going to do that again this year where we handed out candy on the front lawn here at the KGYM building?
We didn't do anything last year. That was all Juan.
Sorry, that was me and Juan.
That was Juan.
Juan and I.
Well, it wasn't Halloween.
No, it
was
wasn't
Halloween.
Halloween. It was Halloween, and
we'll check Juan's availability. Because, yeah, I'm not above. Now, here's the deal. If we do this on Tuesday, then what Juan will be handing out to anybody who drives by the station. Last year, we took Juan, who works with us, and we put him, he dressed as a cat. He was on the front lawn of the station, which I'm very happy to announce now has signage.
Yes.
It now also includes KGYM on the front of the building. And we put Juan out there just randomly on the lawn with a table. I think we gave him a radio so that he could hear what we were saying. And we occasionally had him check in with us. And then moms and dads or just lonely dudes out driving around. Anyway, I don't know. I don't ask questions and I don't judge. But they stopped by the station and the kids or the adults, depending on who it was, they got candy from Juan on Halloween. And even though Juan, at the time, I believe, was an intern, he really let it go to his head. I was very surprised at how quickly Juan not only embraced that, but then basically tried to take credit for the whole thing and convince us that he's the reason why it was a success. It was just, I was blown away by it.
See, we didn't know Juan that well at the time. We didn't know that until later when we found out that if you give Juan a title, he wears it as a badge of honor.
Actually, if you give him a small amount of power, he will then turn around and wield it like Negan wields Lucille on The Walking Dead. That's what we found out about Juan, but we'll have to check in and see. But whoever wins, whatever candy is selected as the worst Halloween treat is what we will be giving out on the KGYM lawn this year.
Ooh,
so if it's Bitto Honeys, and this is very controversial, but as commissioner, I have decided that no candy is retired from the field. So previous champions, if Louisville wins the NCAA tournament, I'm being told that Louisville probably is going to not win the tournament this year, and if they do, they'll have to vacate it. Okay, bad example. If Duke wins the NCAA basketball tournament, it's not like they don't get invited back into the tournament the next year. So I erred in saying that we were retiring these past champions of bad Halloween candies. So they're all, everybody's on the table, and you can send us your nominations on the Hertine and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. Game one of the World Series last night, the Dodgers beat the Astros behind a stellar pitching performance from Clayton Kershaw. Holy cow, it turns out that a kid from Texas can pitch in the heat. Imagine that. He's on the field last night, 45 minutes before the game started, going through his regular warm-up routine in a jacket. In 103-degree heat, the hottest postseason game ever. I was actually a little caught off guard by this, but not entirely. The overnight ratings came in, and Game 1 of the World Series drew a 10.2 rating, which is down 19% from the Cubs and the Indians last year. So let that sink in there for all of you people who don't understand the appeal and the draw of the Chicago Cubs. And down 3% from the Royals and the Mets in 2015. So, yeah, you probably have some Fox executives that are really not happy that the Yankees dropped that deciding Game 7 to the Astros. But we'll see what look, if they're not drawing better ratings for Clayton Kershaw in Game 1, then good luck with Lance McCullers in Game 3 or Charlie Morton in Game 4. Which, by the way, A.J. Hinch has come out and said that will be the rotation moving forward after Justin Verlander pitches Game 2 tonight, which we will take you to at the top of hour number 3, 7 o'clock. We'll join up with the ESPN broadcast. Great game, though, and
outstanding.
Crisply played. I know everybody is talking about that today, that, 2 hours and 29 minutes or something like that? Basically 2.5 hours. I've got a lot of friends who have slightly older children, middle school aged and younger, who said, hey, it was great to be able to watch a World Series game with my kids, and they could watch the whole game without having to go to bed and find out who won in the morning. I'm all for this. The problem is there's really no way to make sure. And it was a 2 hour and 29 minute game last night because Clayton Kershaw was carving everybody up. He had 11 strikeouts in 7 innings. And then they turned it over to the bullpen. Games move really fast when guys aren't getting on base and scoring runs and they're swinging and missing.
I put the DVR on in about the 4th inning, and I was going to come back and watch.
What were you watching last night better than the World Series?
So I wanted to catch a season with Navy football live. So I DVR'd the game, and I was going to come back and watch the last few innings, 7, 8, and 9. Only a half hour long is that show. And by the time the show was over, the game was over. And what happened? I went back and watched what happened. And Clayton Kershaw was outstanding. That's what happened. And
Dallas Keuchel was good, too.
He was very good.
But, Chris Taylor hits a home run to lead off the game. And that was about all Clayton Kershaw needed last night.
And Justin Turner hit a pitch that Dallas Keuchel put exactly where he wanted to put it, up and in, and he hit it out of the ballpark, and it turned out to win the game. But I'm glad that I'm trying to think. It was Tim Kirchen of ESPN brought this up because I think it's one of the more misleading narratives in baseball.
That the White Sox didn't win the World Series in 2005?
Well, that too.
But ESPN deleted that one last night.
Clayton Kershaw struggles in the playoffs. Yes, he has been a little bit, you look at his statistics, he hasn't quite been as good in the postseason as he has been in the playoffs. But it was Tim Kirchen who said, in his career in the playoffs, he's had a 3.08 ERA. And he's had a couple of outings where he got into the seventh inning, I think against the Cardinals a few years back, and yes, he lost some games in the playoffs, and you don't expect to see him lose games, but he has been just fine. And he has given his teams chances to win in the playoffs. So the whole thing about him getting just being awful and getting rocked, that's not true. And last night, he showed on the biggest stage why he is one of the best pitchers that we have ever seen. And I'm glad that he has gotten that chance to absolutely, completely wipe out that narrative once and for all.
So do the Astros even things up tonight? That's what we're asking you. It's the Emil's Hideaway poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Yes or no? You can find Emil's on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Again, Gary Rima, the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, set to join us at the bottom of the hour. UNI picked yesterday to finish second in the Missouri Valley Conference in men's basketball this year. Some preseason honors handed out, and we'll talk with Gary a little bit about that exhibition game that UNI and Wisconsin will be playing next month to benefit the hurricane recovery efforts in Puerto Rico, right? Isn't that, you're supposed to put the emphasis on it, I think, is how I've seen people do that. You can't just say Puerto Rico. You have to go above and beyond. There's a really interesting story out today on CBS Sports by Matt Norlander, who for some godforsaken reason felt that it was necessary to rank all 351 men's college basketball teams. And of course, this is cannon fodder for a show like this, but Iowa comes in at 55, Iowa State at 100, and UNI at 122. Drake, which I said yesterday on the program nobody cared about, is 287th. And we'll get into this a little bit because, well, I woke up this morning and I said to myself, what is there to talk about today? There's not, it just, I knew game one of the World Series wasn't going to get a ton of traction because when we tried talking about it last night, it just seemed like everybody was resigned to the fact that Los Angeles was going to win the series. We asked for predictions, and even BJ and Marion, our most ardent of Astros supporters here in Eastern Iowa, was like, eh, just give me one game. BJ's just opened it, goes, it's a five-game series, and maybe Verlander wins tonight. Okay, so everybody goes, ah, the Dodgers are going to win. There's no interest in the series. What could possibly sustain us today? And, well, then wouldn't you know it? You get a couple stories that are put out there about coaching salaries. Oh, no. And I'm thinking, okay, yeah, this is a lump of clay here. It's not necessarily something that I'm adept at, but I think I can maybe make an ashtray out of this. Are you... I'm old enough to remember, like, art class.
Oh, absolutely.
Ashtray. Did you ever make an ashtray when you were in art class?
I didn't
class?
Make an ashtray, but I made...
Because that's not PC anymore.
I made like, a bowl.
Okay, well, did it have cigarette-sized impressions around the outside of the bowl so that you could pass it off as a...
Okay. No. Well, maybe it did because craftsmanship was so bad. But...
Could you imagine the outrage today if people were making ashtrays in art class?
It would be like
a middle school.
It'd be national news.
It was a middle school art assignment. Everybody, here's the clay. Go ahead and make whatever you want. A pot, an ashtray, whatever. Nice Christmas or birthday present for mom and dad, encouraging the middle school aged children to make an ashtray.
Now, Todd, what if I told you we're to Wednesday already this
you
week?
You can't use that phrase without saying it in the ESPN 30 for 30 voice.
What if I told you?
There you go.
That prior to this week, that by Wednesday, we would not have one mention by a listener of Kirk Ferentz's salary, and it would only be brought up by USA Today for the first time this week. Would you have believed me?
I would have been very incredulous, and there was maybe... As Luke Meredith of the Associated Press pointed out today, a little bit of either major coincidence or subtle trolling, but in the USA Today tweeting out the best college football contracts and worst college football contracts, the story that about the worst contracts had a picture of Kirk Ferentz accompanying it, and then the very next tweet right above it in their feed, the best contracts, it was Matt Campbell at Iowa State. Methinks that perhaps somebody working at Gannett and in charge of their social media may or may not have ties to Iowa State University. But I don't want to assume. And speaking of, we had a former Iowa State football player, Mark Lillibridge, in the building earlier today. I'll tell you a little bit about my visit with him coming up before 7 o'clock tonight. But what did I wear today? I've got an Iowa Rose Bowl sweatshirt on today because it was cold. It was like 38 or 39 degrees when I walked out the door this morning. I was like, I'm going to put something warm on the day that you're meeting somebody that played football at Iowa State. That's how much thought I put in. And of course, now this is just confirmation bias here for everybody out. Oh my God, he's wearing an Iowa Rose Bowl sweatshirt. I went to school there and I wanted to remember, because many people want to forget, but I want to remember going to and covering a Rose Bowl. It was one of the professional goals of my life, and I was able to do it, and so I wanted something, a little bit of a souvenir, if you will. And outside of that, I also have Christian McCaffrey on one of my fantasy teams this year. And we'll talk fantasy with Tristan Cockcroft when he comes up at 6:05 tonight. Again, you can get those questions to us, 319-366-1600 on the Hertine and Stocker text line. Not a whole lot of people excited about the World Series. I can understand that, but last night, if you like baseball, I think you probably liked that game. I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but I was watching last night as Clayton Kershaw made short work of a very potent Houston Astros lineup, and all I could think of was, this is as good as advertised. And Dallas Keuchel was almost just as good. 3-1 ball game. Kenley Jansen comes on, gets the save in the ninth inning. If the remaining games in that series are as good as last night's, this is going to be a pretty decent World Series. But the overnight ratings say not a whole lot of people were watching.
I actually think, and as BJ and Marion said, give us one game, being an Astros fan. I think this is going to go the distance. I really think that these teams are very, very much evenly matched, and it's going to be a fun World Series to watch. I don't think we're going to see a lot of 2-hour and 28-minute games where you see three hits account for all of the runs, and that's what we saw last night. So I think there's going to be more where that comes from. Entertaining baseball, will that affect the ratings? I don't know. It's not quite as interesting of a storyline as last year. I don't think there's any question about that. And had the Yankees been in it, then yes, the ratings would be probably up, maybe up from last year. So I would want to go back and see maybe 3 or 4 years ago where there's a World Series with two teams that aren't in big markets, how it compares. But because last year is a little bit unfair. You mentioned 2 years ago though.
3% down from the Mets and the Royals.
Mets and the Royals.
3% from 2015 and down 19% from the 2016 series. And I have no idea how, but the very first candy that was suggested for the Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats is a Butterfinger bar. And if you're going to come at me with that hot of an opinion, then you best back it up. And Mike from Marengo does just that. He nominates Butterfingers. He says they are good tasting, but the damn things get stuck in your teeth. Okay, he showed his work. 424, we'll step aside. We'll take a quick break when we come back. Well, we had a caller, and then we lost him. So we'll have Kyle with a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. You'll hear from Gary Rima coming up at the bottom of the hour. And hour number two, we'll get into a little college football and college basketball talk. Who doesn't want to talk about salaries and arbitrary rankings of programs who haven't even played a game yet this year? Welcome to October 25th and my personal hell. Back with more after this.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game, work through a scattered thunderstorm, or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough. And sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Calling all contractors, announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a 2018 Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking.
No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Huh. Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes. You sign up with your street address so you only get a reminder when it's our week.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
Can somebody explain to me how two of the first three candies nominated for the Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats would be the Butterfinger Bar and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
Yes, I can. Because
you don't like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
No, because you told people that we were going to hand out the worst candy on the front lawn. So they're nominating the candies actually want and saying that they're the worst to try to game the system. That's what's happening right now. Collusion.
So you think the listeners are trying to game this?
Yes, because even 0255 even says it. I nominate Reese's Peanut Butter Cups since you guys are handing out the winner of the worst Halloween candy. Gaming the system.
See, I didn't read the second part of the text. I just saw Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Okay, so there you go. And that person is trying to very, very wisely... But here's the deal. It's voted on by the listeners. So just because you think you're trying to outsmart everybody, no listener is going to vote for that, right? Unless... Now, we're going to have to investigate the results of the bracket this year, because if a good candy wins, then I think this is on the level with the White Sox and the Reds.
Agreed.
In the 1918 World Series.
Agreed.
This is scandalous. We're going to have to bring our own Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis in and take a look at things. Law and order. Law and order. SVU. That's actually my son's favorite TV show. He's 1 year old. I'll explain it. It's a long story. No, I won't. Kyle Mann in the studio with our first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes got a commitment late last night from Wisconsin native Cordell Stamoulis. The 5'9" speedster will walk on with the team next season after he ran a 4.41 40-yard dash at an Iowa camp last June. The Hawkeyes already have a commitment for now from Iowa Western defensive tackle Davion Nixon, but the 6'4", 305 JUCO prospect picked up an offer from Alabama today, so we'll just have to see how long that commitment remains. I passed along some injury updates from Kirk Ferentz yesterday, but there's another regarding Boone Myers. He's still questionable on a week-to-week basis right now, and Ferentz seemed very hesitant to suggest a timetable and said he'll know more later this week. A lot came out of Big 12 Media Day in Kansas City yesterday, and Steve Prohm had a lot of questions to answer about a very new team, including a couple of transfers. Princeton grad transfer Hans Braes is recovering from two consecutive ACL tears, and Prohm says he's a full go in half-court portions of practice, but not yet a full participant. Texas San Antonio transfer Jeff Beverly is working back from a summer ankle injury, but Prohm expects him to bring a perimeter shooting threat from the power forward spot. The Dodgers claimed Game 1 of the World Series last night 3-1 thanks to a great start from Clayton Kershaw, going 7 innings, striking out 12 with no walks. And we'll have Game 2 for you tonight. Richo will have to follow that performance for the Dodgers against Justin Verlander for the Astros. First pitch is set for 7:09, and you can hear it on all three KGYM frequencies.
See, here's the thing about the tournaments. It's I can't get into it here because We got to get out. We're tight. We got Gary Rima coming up with us next. I'll explain coming up in a little bit.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter. A couple of lineup changes for Dave Roberts and the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight. Nothing major, and this could have been expected considering it's a right-hander. Justin Verlander on the mound. Roberts has inserted Chase Utley into the lineup. He has also brought Jock Peterson into the lineup. A couple of lefties will go into the lineup tonight. Paul Nart is the home plate umpire. He is notoriously a hitter-friendly umpire, even more hitter-friendly when it's a left-hander at the plate. So Roberts is four of his eight positional players as left-handed batters tonight. A.J. Hinch rolling out the same lineup. Game two of the World Series. Rich Hill, Justin Verlander coverage on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app beginning less than 90 minutes from now. Since 1987, winners of Game 1 of the series have gone on to win said series 24 out of 29 times. The five that have rallied from down 0-1, Blue Jays in 92, Angels in 02, Yankees twice, 96 and 09 of the Cubs last year, thanks to Buster Olney for that nugget. Markelle Fultz out at least three games with shoulder issues for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
We're changing things up at Chili's. Even our song is changing.
Our old song was baby back, baby back, baby back. It was about ribs because that was our thing.
Everything's getting an update.
Our new menu is totally different. We made your favorite things a lot bigger.
We made our new burger half a pound. That's much bigger.
And the ribs are 30% bigger. The fajitas are way bigger too.
48% actually. But that's like impossible to sing.
I don't know. Maybe just let me try it. The fajitas have 48% more fajitas.
Mm-hmm. Oh baby, Chili's is back.
Baby back, baby back.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable, so we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage or conventional motor oil for just $19.99. Plus, find great prices on Advance's full line of oil filters. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores to take advantage of this great offer while it lasts. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be.
.435, welcome back in the Todd Bravo Camp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight, and plenty more on the horizon. We'll get those fantasy football questions answered for you during the 6 o'clock hour with Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com, the 6 o'clock showdown on the way and more. But first, it is Wednesday. We got to check in with the voice of the UNI Panthers, Gary Ryman. Once again, a happy check-in with Gary off that 19-14 win over Youngstown State last weekend. What's up, Gary?
Hey, guys, how about that? We're headed to Fargo, North Dakota, playing for a share of first place in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. Who thought we were going to say that after we lost that heartbreaker a couple of weeks ago to Western Illinois? But this team is, it really responded. They bounced back. Coaching staff made some changes, and it's paid off beautifully with two top 10 wins right in a row.
Gary, is it becoming evident that Marcus Y. Miller was the spark that this offense needed?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, he brought something to this team that had been missing all season offensively. We just didn't have a running game. We were only averaging about 65 yards per game in our games without him. And then he got healthy enough to play at South Dakota State and breaks out for 170 yards and followed it up with 132 this last week. He's got four rushing touchdowns. I mean, the thing that's interesting is the way he's running and carrying himself and playing. I think it's inspired the rest of that offense, including Trevor Allen, who he's running harder and better and more successful than ever. It's helped the passing game. The passing game was really good for the most part, but we didn't have the running attack to go with it to make the play-action pass stuff even better. Well, now, we don't have to go out and try and throw it 40 or 45 times a game. We got a good mix of the run and pass, more complete offense, and I tell you, it's amazing what one guy can do for you offensively when he comes in and makes some things happen in the running game.
It kind of reminds me a little bit of watching some of Iowa's younger football teams, but they get better week by week, and it just seems like you can see more sinking in and starting to set in with the players from week to week.
Well, Todd, I was hoping it wasn't going to be a problem or maybe, I don't know if you say cost us a game or two, but take a while for this team to gel. But I think you got to talk about the seven new assistant coaches who came in and – you've got your fall camp and stuff, and some of them were here for spring ball, but I think it took them a while to understand the talent of each player and what they brought to the team, and just getting guys in the right position. I mean, Keylon Brookins, the transfer from Wisconsin, didn't start the first four games, and now all of a sudden he's making a huge impact in that linebacker spot. They figured out what they could do with him. They could trust him. They were starting a couple of freshmen in the secondary at the safety and free safety. They've made some changes there, just figuring out, who could get it done offensively. I mean, I think it took a while for this coaching staff, all the new guys, to understand what each guy could bring and do for the team, whether it was special teams, offense, or defense. But, guys, they got it figured out now. They got people in the right spots. They've got a game plan that gives the team a chance to win each and every Saturday. And now the guys just got to continue to go out and execute. So I think that's been maybe a part of it that hasn't been talked about a lot, but it just took a while for everything to gel. And I think part of it was because you had seven new assistant coaches.
Gary, tell me about Ricky Neal. This is a guy who's the Missouri Valley Football Conference Player of the Week. 3.5 sacks against Youngstown State, 6.5 sacks the last 3 weeks. How has he wreaked havoc on opposing offenses?
Well, first of all, he's very talented, and it's kind of funny when we talked to him after the win last week. He said, I played 13 different positions. I don't think there's 13 different positions on defense, but he at one time they had him working at safety. Then they tried him at linebacker, and then they moved him up to a defensive end. I think they finally have figured out what Ricky can do and bring to this defense. And he's a great pass rusher off the edge. He reminds me so much, guys, of Andre Allen when Andre, that's what he brought to UNI football on that defensive side when he played for Terry Allen. But Ricky's just very athletic, a kid that loves to play defense, and he's so talented because you can rush him off the edge, you can drop him into coverage, and you know there's not a lot of guys that can do that, and he's a big part of the success we've had the last couple of weeks. We held Youngstown State to 47 yards rushing, guys, and a lot of that had to do with the 10 sacks that subtracted a lot of yards off the rushing total. But man, we didn't have 10 sacks all year in the first five games. We get 10 in one game, and Ricky was just phenomenal. So got to keep it going with him and just keep getting better and better now as the competition goes to another level this weekend.
Our weekly chat with UNI play-by-play voice Gary Rima. Injury front, it sounds like some guys are questionable. I know Cal Twaite dinged up going into this weekend. What's the injury report look like?
Yeah, Cal Twaite didn't play at all last week, and he's trying to heal up from a leg injury, ankle injury. They're trying to see if he can go. I think he'll play a backup role this week if he does play at all. I think they'll stay with Appleman and Sweeney at the tackle spots. Lee Carhart, our center's a little nicked up, but I think Lee will go. He's a senior. That offensive line is kind of pieced together right now, but it's a solid group. We just don't have a lot of depth right now. Spencer Brown, he's out for the rest of the year, who is our regular starting right tackle, and Twaite questionable. But I think other than that, other than, you know, bumps and bruises, and, you know, Marcus Weimiller's not 100% with that ankle, but he's going to play. He's going to give you a great effort again. And there's some other guys that just have some nagging injuries, but I think the majority of our key guys will be ready to go come kickoff on Saturday.
North Dakota State obviously suffered that setback last year in the semifinals. This year they come in at 7-0. What stands out about this 2017 version of the Bison?
Tell you what, just go back and look at their 2016 game film, 2015 championship game film, 14, 13. They don't change. They just do the same thing year in and year out. They have a good quarterback who can run and pass. They've got a always great running backs. Lance Dunn, a kid right here from our backyard, Waterloo West High School, is one of their top running backs. They got a great backup tailback in Bruce Anderson. They don't beat themselves. They just find ways to move the football, and then they'll play just great aggressive defense. One of the best defenses in all of FCS football, and they wait for you to make a mistake. They wait for you to put the football on the turf. They wait for you to throw an interception, and then they'll take advantage of it. Just a really solid program. And when you look at their two deep, you'll see a lot of juniors and seniors, veteran team. They got a number of guys in backup roles that are redshirt freshmen and sophomores that are just waiting their opportunity. But it's a well-coached outfit, guys, and there's a reason they're 7-0 and also ranked number 2 in the nation and just might be the best FCS football team in the nation right now.
You mentioned a well-coached outfit. They're also a very familiar outfit. You can't look at the coaching staff bios without seeing UNI all over the place.
Yeah, no kidding. Courtney Messingham, now their offensive coordinator, a former UNI Panther and a coach that's been around. He knows UNI football inside and out and doing a great job as Coach Kleiman's offensive coordinator. Chris Kleiman, a former UNI Panther player from Waterloo, Columbus, and also an assistant coach at UNI. And Chris just doing a great job at North Dakota State. I'm just, proud of that former Iowa kid doing what he's doing. But we got to go find a way now this Saturday to beat them and grab a share of first place and keep this Panther train rolling in the right direction.
Well, and I'll ask you this. Do you think this is a good time to catch North Dakota State? They're a little banged up right now. You guys may or may not see Lance Dunn, their big-time running back this weekend. They've got some injuries to deal with.
Yeah, I don't know if there's ever a good time to catch them.
That's true.
When you have to play them in the Fargo Dome, guys. They're almost unbeatable at home. I know they've lost a game or two there, but if I saw it right, I think Coach Kleiman, in his time as the head coach at North Dakota State, only lost like five times. and maybe one or two of those have happened in the Fargo Dome. It's one of the best home field advantages in the nation in FCS football. They'll sell it out, or they'll get over 18,000 in there. They'll be loud. They'll be rabid. You know, you're going to have to contend with that noise and stuff. And then on top of that, they got great players. I mean, they're just a really, really good football team. And yeah, Dunn's a little nicked up, but I tell you what, Bruce Anderson, I mean, look at the numbers that he's putting up. He actually has rushed for more yards this year than Lance. His per yard carry is better than Lance. So we got our hands full whether they have Lance Dunn running the football or not. This is a really, really tough game at their place. But, you know, I we're playing good. Our team is playing as confident and as well as they have all year. So when you look at it that way, it's a good time to catch him, because if we were playing them in week three or week four, when our coaching staff was still trying to figure out who could do what, who was going to play where, it'd have been a much tougher game. So, and I think we go into it pretty healthy for your seventh game of the season. I know we got a couple of offensive linemen out, but for the most part, we're pretty healthy at this juncture of the season, especially on the defensive side of the football, which you'll have to really play big on Saturday if we want to find a way to go in and do something teams rarely do, and that's go win in the Fargo Dome.
Gary, let's talk about the big picture for just a second. This team is 4-3 right now, four games remaining. Is the recipe as simple as two or more wins and they're going to be a playoff team?
I think we got to win three of our last four. When you really look and see what everybody's doing across FCS football, I'd be really nervous at 6-5 if we were going to get in. And 6-5 means we got to win two of our last four. We'd be 5-3 in the league. We're one team that maybe could sneak in at 6-5 with an at-large, because we do have two top 10 wins. But if we can win three of our last four, you got to pick off one of these next two top 10 ranked teams and then win those last two at Missouri State and at home with Indiana State. If you do that, the Panthers would be 6-2 in the Missouri Valley Football Conference and probably finish in second or third in the standings in what's the best FCS conference in the nation. So if we go 3-1 over our next four, we're a lead pipe lock. I'm going to the bank and depositing that in the bank, guys. We're definitely in at 7-4. 6-5, you might be just left on the outside looking in, which would be frustrating, because if we go 6-5, it means we had a really good finish to the season, winning five of our last seven games. So we'll see how it plays out, but we got to find a way to win one of these next two, I think, and then get to 7-4.
From the Missouri Valley Football Conference to the MVC on the hardwood, you and I picked to finish second this year in the Missouri Valley. A couple guys making appearances on the preseason all-conference team, but I want to pick your brain and find out a little bit of background on how you and I in Wisconsin got together on this exhibition game for the hurricane relief.
Well, the previous 2 years, you and I's only played one exhibition game, and then they played one of those secret scrimmages against Wisconsin. And Coach Jacobson and Coach Gard, I think, have formed a friendship, a relationship there. They had a couple of good secret scrimmages the last two seasons. And when it was approved by the NCAA that you could play these charity exhibition basketball games, Wisconsin reached out to Coach Jacobson and said, hey, we played a secret scrimmage the last couple of years. How about we do one for the public in one of these charity games? And Jake and his staff jumped at it, and with the approval of athletic director David Harris and the athletic department, they got it set up. So next Wednesday, we'll go to the Kohl Center in Madison and play that exhibition game against the Wisconsin Badgers. Great deal for our guys, going for a great cause, and I think this team, it'd be good for them to go and play an exhibition game like that and just kind of see where they're at early on. It's a busy week. They're going to play that game. They actually have a secret scrimmage this coming Saturday against South Dakota State. Then they're going to play the game next Wednesday at Wisconsin. And then the following Sunday, we host UNC Pembroke in our lone scheduled exhibition game. Ben Miller, Eldon Miller's son, is the head coach there. They're a Division II program that was in the D2 NCAA national championship tournament last year. Eldon Miller is an assistant coach on that staff, and they're going to honor that 1990 NCAA tournament basketball team with Eldon coming back. So we got a big week coming up with basketball, and start getting a good look at this team and see if we are a team that be good enough to finish one or two in the Missouri Valley Conference this year.
Any radio for that exhibition or no?
Yes, we actually are going to carry it. It'll be on our flagship station, 1540. I think the network, they'll make it available if our affiliate stations want to pick it up. It's one of those deals where you can't do a pregame show. You just pick up the broadcast right at 7 o'clock at the top of the hour with the tip-off, and then it's a regular basketball game. So I'll be in Madison next Wednesday, guys, to call that game for the UNI Panther Radio Network. And it's already sold out. They made the tickets available. The tickets were free, but you had to go online to secure them. And they were out of tickets. They're going to let 10,000 fans in. And by 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, they were gone. So and then the people that come, they're asked to make a donation to the Rubicon group. So that's a group that helps in disasters all around the world. Pretty cool deal. So there'll be a lot of fans that probably would like to be there. So I'll get the opportunity to be there to broadcast that game for Panther fans.
Great stuff as always. You've also got the opportunity to be at the Fargo Dome. It's a 2:30 kickoff this weekend against North Dakota State. Good luck to you and I, and thanks for joining us as always, Gary.
You bet, guys. Thanks a lot.
Gary Reimer, the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, touching base with us every Wednesday. And look, 293.4 yards on the ground is what North Dakota State is averaging this season. 441 yards of total offense. And I don't think we're breaking any news to folks in Eastern Iowa. They found out last year that North Dakota State program and Chris Kleiman's got up there is pretty darn good year in and year out.
It's quite amazing, actually, because for anybody that follows the Missouri Valley Football Conference, you see a cluster of teams every year sitting just above the 500 mark, really good football teams that make life difficult on FBS teams when they play them in the non-conference. And then you see North Dakota State with most of the time coming in with an undefeated record. What they do at the FCS level reminds me a lot of what Alabama does at the FBS level. Alabama plays in the best conference, or usually the best conference in college football. They run the football very well, and they play stifling defense. And that's exactly what North Dakota State has done year in and year out, and you know they have to be out for blood after they lost to James Madison in the semis last year.
Started with Craig Bohl, who we saw with Wyoming earlier this year at Kinnick Stadium, and Chris Kleiman's picked up the ball and kept running forward with it, literally and figuratively. We'll step aside. Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update on the way. Don't forget, big 6 o'clock hour tonight. Get those fantasy football questions to us for Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com. Use the Hertine and Stocker text line 366-1600. 6 o'clock showdown on the way as well. A lot more heading your way. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, 106.3, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM. Back with more on KGYM after this.
DePaco is the local financial cooperative that gives back to its members. Like me, for my car and even my first house, I borrowed from DePaco, and for that, my share was $95. It's called Thank Yous, and it thanks me in cash. So when it comes time to re-up my gym membership, let's just say with DePaco in my corner, I'm not sweating it.
DePaco Community Credit Union is a financial cooperative powered by people like you. And by participating in our Thank Yous initiative, nearly 49,000 DePaco members boosted their financial well-being while earning a share of more than $3 million. How will you use your Thank Yous?
Go to the movies.
Donate it to charity.
Spoil the grandkids.
Pay down my student loan.
Add to my retirement savings.
Buy that purse I just saw.
Thank Yous has ended, but you're welcome to earn, learn, and save at DePaco anytime. Find out how. Visit us in person or online at DePaco.com.
Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
Every journey starts with a single step. On your retirement journey, make sure your first step is finding Medicare Supplement Insurance with Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We want you to find answers to all your questions about Medicare. Go to Wellmark.com/Medicare today and get your free Medicare Matters guide, or find a local expert to talk to. Then, let the journey begin. Walmart. must reside in the service area of the plan. Wellmark Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans are not connected with or endorsed by any government agency.
The High School Football Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Holmes Murphy, Fighting Insurance Solutions. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead. Visit HOLMESMurphy.com.
4:54, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming at you on 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, where we'll be on Friday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. 107.5 FM is how you can hear us in Cedar Rapids on the North Gym, and we're on the radio all across eastern Iowa on the historic main gym frequency. That's 1600 AM. All three bringing you the final 2 hours of the program. Well, hour number one, just about in the books. Hour number two, I have no idea what's in store. And then hour number three is pretty much set in stone with Tristan Cockcroft and the 6 o'clock showdown. Some movie passes on the line tonight for Marcus Theaters. We can't get to hours number two and three before we finish up hour number one. And here to help us do that is Kyle Mann. Time for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes got a commitment late last night from Wisconsin native Cordell Stillmonks. The 5'9" speedster will walk on with the team next season after he ran a 4.41 40-yard dash at an Iowa camp last June. And the Hawkeyes already have a commitment for now from Iowa Western defensive tackle Davion Nixon, but the 6'4", 305-pound JUCO prospect picked up an offer from Alabama today, so we'll just have to see how long that commitment remains. I passed along some injury updates from Kirk Ferentz yesterday, but there's another regarding Boone Myers. He's still questionable on a week-to-week basis right now, and Ferentz seemed very hesitant to suggest a timetable and said he'll know more later this week. A lot came out of Big 12 Media Days in Kansas City yesterday, and Steve Prohm had a lot of questions to answer about a very new team, including a couple transfers. Princeton grad transfer Hans Braz is recovering from two consecutive ACL tears, and Prohm says he's a full go in half-court portions of practice but isn't cleared yet as a full participant. Texas San Antonio transfer Jeff Beverly is working back from a summer ankle injury, but Prohm expects him to be a perimeter shooting threat from the power forward spot. The Dodgers claimed Game 1 of the World Series last night 3-1 thanks to a great start from Clayton Kershaw, going 7 innings, striking out 11 with no walks. And we'll have Game 2 for you tonight. Rich Hill will have to follow that performance for the Dodgers against Justin Verlander for the Astros. First pitch is set for 7:09, and you can hear it on all three KGYM frequencies.
Nixon's story is interesting. He was going to be a member of the 2017 recruiting class for the Hawkeyes, but he didn't qualify academically, so they parked him at Iowa Western for a year. And he was appealing, and that appeal was approved, which would allow him to join Iowa at the spring semester as long as his grades are in order. And now he's got an offer from Nick Saban in Alabama.
Uh-oh. We've seen this before.
If Iowa keeps him in the fold, that's a huge win.
It is.
But it's really hard to say no to Alabama.
It is.
Right?
Missed this, but is he an Iowa kid?
No.
So it's even tougher.
No, yeah. Hour number one is in the books. Hour number two, I don't know what to do with this candy stuff. You people on the text line are just, you're all over the place with it. And we'll dive into that next. 319-366-1600. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show on the way after this.